Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, January 28, 2017. 1 Shvat, 5777, Parashat Va'era, Exodus 6:2 through 9:25, Haftarah, Ezekiel 28:25 through 29:21, or Isaiah 66:1 through 13 and 23, Devar Torah, The True Purpose of the Plagues, by Rabbi Anna Bonheim. Parashat Va'era is all action. The first six plagues descend on Egypt, and Pharaoh responds in kind, creating the dramatic and suspenseful story that will culminate in God redeeming the Israelite slaves from Egypt. The plagues are high drama, a fast-moving blockbuster film. Blood, frogs, lice, insects, pestilence, boils. My skin crawls and my scalp itches just writing about this batch of creepy, crawly, infectious plagues. The six plagues in Va'era come in two sets of three plagues each. In each set, Pharaoh is forewarned about the first two plagues and surprised by the third. And after each set, he refuses to free the Israelites. Pharaoh's stubborn refusal is what we often remember from this series of events. However, in Exodus 7:3, it is actually God who says, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that I may multiply my signs and marvels in the land of Egypt." This statement raises a fascinating question. Is God responsible for Pharaoh's obstinacy? As the plagues progress, they become more severe. And with each plague, God not only matches but also exceeds the Egyptian god's powers. After the first plague, when Aaron turns the Nile into blood, Pharaoh's magicians did the same with their spells. Pharaoh's magicians can also replicate the second plague of frogs. But when the magicians try to copy the third plague, lice, they fail. We read in Exodus 8:14, "The magicians did the like with their spells to produce lice, but they could not." Pharaoh's magicians do not even try to replicate the fourth, fifth, and sixth plagues. Some of Va'era's plagues directly challenge the Egyptian gods themselves. The overabundance of frogs challenge the Egyptian goddess Hekt, and the plague of darkness, to come in Parashat Bo, challenges the famed Egyptian sun god Re. In ancient Egypt, the Egyptians revered their pharaoh kings as gods. But the power of the plagues, and by extension God's powers as harnessed by Moses and Aaron, handily overwhelm Pharaoh, his magicians, and his gods. If the plagues are a direct face-off between the God of the Israelites and the gods of the Egyptians, then the plagues are clearly a demonstration of God's absolute power. But what if the plagues aren't only a demonstration to the Egyptians, but also a necessary evidence of power to the Israelite slaves as well? At the end of this parasha, we read God's words, "Nevertheless, I have spared you for this purpose, in order to show you my power, and in order that my fame may resound throughout the world." God's motive is brilliant and clear. The plagues are not only intended to crush the Egyptian slave masters and cruel king into submission in order to free the slaves, but they also provide evidence of God's power to an enslaved people. Sforno, a 15th century Italian biblical commentator and rabbi, commented, "God reserved the demonstration that he had complete control over all of the phenomena in space." But why was it necessary to have a show of power aimed toward the Israelites? Wasn't what distinguished the Israelites from the Egyptians the very fact that they worshipped Adonai instead of the Egyptian gods? It is critical to remember that at this point, the Israelites had been slaves for over 400 years. They are accustomed to oppression and all that comes with it, lack of choice, an agency, demoralization, and dehumanization. And they are used to not having God around, a far cry from Abraham or Joseph's personal relationships with God. God is conspicuously absent during the Israelites' enslavement in Egypt. And this absence lasts enough generations for the tales of their ancestors to fade from familiarity into distant legend. While the Israelites may have worshipped the God of their ancestors, how could they truly believe that God, speaking through Moses, would actually save them? How could they trust God so much that they would abandon their homes for an abstract promised land? How could they dare cross the Sea of Reeds, that vast obstacle so immediate in their liberation? This dilemma is analogous to a beloved and well-known commentary that addresses the question of why the Israelites later wandered so long in the desert. Maimonides answers this question with the concept that a generation of slaves could not truly be free, because only those who had never known slavery could have the mentality of freedom. By extension, it takes a generation of slaves, 10 plagues, to believe that redemption is truly possible. The Israelites, maybe even more than Pharaoh and the Egyptians, desperately need proof of God's power and might. The plagues unite them not only as an oppressed people accustomed to life's cruelty, but as a people on the verge of liberation. These first plagues are those first glimmers of hope. It's a brilliant strategic move by God, who understands that the Israelites can't be expected to just will themselves out of Egypt. They need inspiration and guidance. Parashat Va'era provides the essential stepping stones toward the freedom we know is just over the horizon. Rabbi Anna Bonheim recently moved to Charlotte, North Carolina with her husband and 2 young children. She served as the associate director and director of year-round programs at URJ Green Family Camp in Texas for the past 8 years.